It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Oh, I'm hobbling along.
Hobbling along, after just healing up from a little back pain there.
A little back injury.
Yep.
So imaging confirmed it's an injury.
Yep. So you're in the healing process.
I hope so.
It's not much fun.
I don't wish it on my worst.
One of those things, your back's kind of one of those things you kind of take for granted until something goes wrong with it.
Then exactly. And the last episode I had was 7-8 years ago, so I was overdue for episode.
Good luck with it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Kenneth Russell Jurdy. Ken was born on October 28, 1923 in Marietta and passed away on March 6, 1982. He entered active duty in the United States Army on May 4, 1943 at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on March 18, 1946 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a military policeman with the MP platoon of the 8th Armor Division. Took part in the battles of Ardennes, the Rhineland, and Central Europe during World War II. He earned the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Meritorious Unit Award, American Theater Service Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle. He was a sharpshooter with the submachine gun. 2 overseas service bars, spent 1 year, 4 months, and 6 days overseas in Europe during World War II, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Russell, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
Well, our topic today, the VA has now granted benefits to 1.1 million veterans and their survivors in fiscal year 2024. That's a lot of people.
Surpassing an all-time record with more than $137 billion, dollars in benefits delivered to veterans and survivors this year. The VA continues to deliver more earned benefits to more veterans than ever before. They put out a press release on the 23rd of July announcing this record-setting amount of approved benefits claims for fiscal year 24. Three-quarters of the way through this fiscal year of FY24, which goes from October 1st to September 30th, VA has granted benefits to 1.1 million veterans and their survivors, which is an all-time record. In total, they've awarded more than $137 in benefits, including $127 billion in compensation and pension benefits to veterans and survivors this year. To reach this milestone, VA has processed more than 2 million claims in 2024, which is another all-time record, on pace to surpass last year's record by more than 27%. The grant rate for these claims is 64.6%, so about two-thirds of these claims get approved. And the average overall disability rating granted for veterans this year to date is 70%, which is equating to over $20,000 per year in disability compensation benefits. The president's made supporting veterans a key pillar of his unity agenda, noting that we have a sacred obligation to care for veterans and make sure they get the benefits they've earned. VA has been able to deliver more care and more benefits to more veterans than ever before, largely thanks to the PACT Act, which was signed into law by the president on August of 2022, almost 2 years ago, and represents the largest expansion of veteran care and benefits in generations. Of the claims granted so far, 655,808 were PACT Act related. So, overall, VA is now delivering more care and more benefits to more veterans in several ways. More veterans are using VA healthcare. They're on pace to deliver approximately 127 million healthcare appointments in 2024, which surpasses last year's all-time record of 120 million appointments, partly a result of VA expanding access to care for these veterans and decreasing wait times by offering more night clinics, weekend clinics, and appointment slots. More veterans are enrolling in VA healthcare. Over 412,000 veterans have enrolled in VA care over the past 365 days, which is a 27% increase year over year, and it's the most since 2017. In total, since the PACT Act was passed, more than 710,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care, which is more than a 34% increase in veterans enrolling compared to an equivalent period. More veterans are applying for VA benefits than ever before, thanks to the largest outreach campaign in VA's history and with a little help from county veteran service officers.
Probably a lot of help.
Probably a lot, yeah. I always tell the VA that the county veteran service officer is the hand that feeds the VA.
That's right.
We're the ones that talk it up and...
So don't bite it.
Exactly. We're the ones that do the applications for them. We're the ones that apply for the benefits with them and advise them along the way. So, let's see what else. More veterans are trusting VA. Veteran trust in VA has reached an all-time high of 80.4%, which is up from 55% when the survey began in 2016. When a veteran applies for benefits, they're more likely to have their claims granted. Whenever a veteran applies for benefits, the goal is to work with them to gather the evidence to get to yes. Due to this approach, VA has been able to grant benefits for 64.6% of the claims, including 75% of PACT Act-related claims, which is a sharp increase from previous years. So like I said, about two-thirds of the benefit claims get approved. And if not, that's where guys like me come in. Moving forward, VA will continue to aggressively reach out to veterans to encourage them to come to VA. VA encouraged all veterans, family members, caregivers, survivors to learn about VA and apply for their world-class health care and earn benefits today. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I laid that out for you.
You did. So nice. That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website. And, of course, you can contact our office. I do have a couple of appointments that will take me out of the office this week. But I should be around most days, and reach us by phone at 598-3445, and we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, no holidays, I think, this week. So
Nope, but with my recovery, I've got some medical appointments to attend. And
You got to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. We will talk again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sable Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign promoting peace officers, community partnerships, and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer and more caring places to live. This is the sixth year that the Lac Parle County Sheriff's Office and Dawson Boyd Police Department have participated in this national program. With this being an annual event, the intent is to rotate to host cities every year throughout Lac Parle County. This year it'll be in Nassau at the City Park, Tuesday, August 6th, 5 to 7 p.m. of a bounce house, a pair of goggles, root beer floats, mini donuts, raffle prizes, and more. There'll also be a free meal, including hot dogs, brats, chips, fruit, and a drink. We hope to see you there. That's National Night Out in Lac Parle County, Tuesday, August 6th, 5 to 7 p.m. in Nassau.